You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we're speaking with Mr. Brad Schultz, co-founder and chief experience officer of Beatbox Beverages LLC, creators and owners of the world's tastiest portable party punch, as seen on Shark Tank. Brad is one-third of the entrepreneurial group of founders from Austin, Texas. Mr. Schultz, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Well, thank you, Eric, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we certainly appreciate your time as well. So for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Beatbox Beverages.
Sure. You know, I grew up out in Southern California, big sports guy, always competing, go Dodgers. But beyond that, always been an entrepreneur for the heart. Me and my friends used to sell candy in school, would buy it really cheap and sell it high, of course, and just always was fascinated with business. And I grew up watching brands be built. My father was an animation producer, and got to see firsthand what it takes to build mega brands and take them to market. And so my dreams of being a professional baseball player didn't really pan out. But, after graduating college at the University of Pacific, I had a really awesome opportunity to join a Comcast Ventures-backed video on demand network for kids. So it was a really cool experience. You know, they had, this was a pre YouTube era, and they had a mix of over 3,000 half hours of kids shows. So everything from Garfield and Friends to Bobby's World to Transformers, you name it. And so getting to work with huge brands and take them to market and then market them in new ways was just really, really exciting. And along that way, I met a few other entrepreneurs, one, Michael Acton Smith, who recruited me to work for his company that he was starting out of London, and got a little taste of what it means to be a tech startup in today's world, and had an incredible experience there. Launched a mobile game publishing company with another co-founder here, Justin, and just kept taking shots on goal in this entrepreneurial world. And, you know, I really, one thing that sums me up, my friends like to call me HDTH. And it stands for how did this happen? And if you know that, you know just about everything there is to know about me.
Well, certainly appreciate your sharing that on a personal note, quite a background. And on a side note, just so you know, I'm a big Braves fan, so I wasn't so thrilled to see the Dodgers eliminate us from the playoffs.
Greg Maddux was my idol. You know, growing up, it was just, you know, he had that circle changeup, and those were the days.
Those were the days, no doubt. A lot to talk about in those regards. We'll have to talk about it off the air, or we'd get on another tangent for sure. Now, tell us, what inspired you to found Beatbox Beverages?
It's funny, you know, after seeing firsthand these brands launch and working for other people, and then having the own success, or failure, I should say, of the previous startup with Justin, I knew that I could go from idea to putting something out there. So the thing was that I always said after that first experience was that if I do it again, or when I do it again, it's going to be in something that I love, something that fits in organically to my lifestyle. And being in your mid-20s, a big part of the lifestyle is going out, having drinks, getting people together, pre-gaming for music festivals, having a party. And so there was one night out at a bar that Justin and I were having some drinks, or what we call market research, and just had this crazy idea. We were, you know, around us, we were seeing these, you know, 25-year-olds drinking wine, and nothing really speaking to us. And we just had this idea of what if we made a party version of wine. And it started out as a joke. And then Justin had actually gotten into the University of Texas here in Austin. And I came and visited him during the orientation week. We started talking about that party wine, crazy idea, and something came over us. We were seeing boxed wine at a party, and we're like, what if we put it in a box? And then it was just a light bulb hit. We're like, yes, a box drink party. And we were always making this concoction for our friends of a kind of punch. It was like a Crystal Light and vodka type of concoction. And we said, you know, forget the wine. Wine is so boring. It's all about that box, that back end box. And so with that, no experience in the alcohol industry whatsoever, just so wishful thinking. We put a little bit of money together and went off to the races to start what is now Beatbox Beverages.
And I'm sure that was enjoyable to hear how Beatbox Beverages came together. Outstanding. Now, I understand you and your partners were on Shark Tank. What was that like, and how did that impact the business?
Oh, man, Shark Tank was something else. I tell you, you know, as a fan of the show, I mean, any entrepreneur looks around, they see Shark Tank, and, you know, it's something that everybody talks about. It's really shined a light on entrepreneurship, and it's incredible. I was a crazy fan of the show, and it came time in the company with Beatbox, you know, we had a little bit of sales, and we had to go raise some money. At the same time, we also knew, you know, we're up against companies like Anheuser-Busch and Diageo and Constellation that have massive, massive marketing budgets. So we knew we needed some awareness. And there was Shark Tank as this kind of opportunity that was out there. So we said, you know, let's just go for it. And so we went for it. And, you know, the thing with Shark Tank is that they say is every year 100,000 companies apply, and they pick, I think, 100. So I guess you have a better chance of applying to Harvard and randomly getting in than you do Shark Tank. And I can tell you, nowhere in our business plans was it to actually go on the show, but the opportunity presented itself, and we hit the home run, not to spoiler alert there, but yeah, it was such an incredible experience. I think the thing that stood out to me most was how real it all is. You know, you see it as a TV show on ABC, and it's all packaged up nicely. But when you're in there, you know, the sharks don't know anything about you. They don't know anything about your business. You're in there. We're actually in there for a full hour and a half. And they, of course, they edited it down to a nice little segment. But, you know, within the show, they were just coming up with every type of question you can imagine. And, you know, kudos to me and my partners for staying poised. I think the over-preparation that we did going into the show really helped because we knew we were going to be nervous, and we certainly were. But over-preparing the way we did, I think, put us in a great position to succeed.
And congratulations on your success. No doubt today we're joined by Mr. Brad Schultz, co-founder and chief experience officer of Beatbox Beverages, LLC, creators and owners of the world's tastiest portable party punch. As seen on Shark Tank here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I also have heard your company is a disruptor in beverage alcohol distribution. Why is it being called that?
You know, it's funny that the word disruptor is used a lot. I mean, I think there's a few things at play. First, the alcohol industry in the U.S. alone is massive. It's a global industry. I think the last figure we looked at was a $234 billion market. And one of the biggest things, one of the biggest trends happening right now is these next generations, millennials and next gen, are drinking differently. They're moving away from the traditional Bud Light, the beers of the world. They're looking for things with more flavor. They're looking for things with better for you. They're looking for different alternative packagings and all sorts of things. So there's a monumental shift taking place in the market. And I think why we are being successful, or how we're approaching that, is through authenticity. You know, we're not a legacy brand that's trying to retrofit itself for this new generation. We're millennials ourselves that created a product for our peers. And it's that authenticity that we take to each brand that we create. And it shows in everything we do, from the content we produce to the point of sale in the stores to the way we interact with our partners. And, you know, it's something that is very, very important to us. It's one of our values, and hopefully we can continue the success.
Well, Brad, it certainly has been great to have had you, inspiring and really cool to see how things have come together and all the success you've seen to date. Now, looking ahead and in conclusion, where do you see Beatbox in the future, say 3 to 5 years out?
No, I appreciate that, Eric. The big focus right now, you know, with what we've got, we've done an incredible job of assembling some amazing partners across the board to get us. We're with these world-class distribution networks. We built an incredible team Just recently, a president of our company joined. He was one of the founding members at Austin Eastsiders, spent almost 30 years in the business, has joined as president. And we really want to go from just a great brand, a company that built out the world's tastiest portable party punch, to building a great company. And so you'll see from us new brands, new states, and hopefully that authenticity that we spoke about stays through.
Absolutely. And of course, we certainly wish you all the best and future success as well. Where can listeners get all the details on Beatbox Beverages online?
So you can start it at www.beatboxbeverages.com. There you'll see a store locator that hits, you put in your zip code and you'll find the nearest store there. Highly suggest trying out the product first, see why we're different, pick some up. And then from there, you can find us on Instagram at Beatbox Beverages and Facebook and Twitter the like. And of course, if you do get a package, you can scan the code on Snapchat and add us from there. So a lot of ways to connect with us.
Well, that certainly makes it convenient and easy. Again, Mr. Schultz, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Take care.
We've been speaking with Mr. Brad Schultz, co-founder and chief experience officer of Beatbox Beverages, LLC, creators and owners of the world's tastiest portable party punch, as seen on Shark Tank. And for further details, visit beatboxbeverages.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.